music you'll hear at Jericho Beach this July. From the witty, through the irreverent, to the profound, these three songwriters will delight and inspire with accordion, piano, and guitar. Tickets are available at the door. Visit www.thefestival.bc.ca for more information.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM. And this is where we talk about all things sexy in Van City. And I am so sorry that our song is not playing because we're having technical difficulties, because we were going to try and play Thunderhearst's Jerk It, because we thought it would be very appropriate since we're going to be talking about sexy massage and massage parlors and what accreditation is for proper massage and all those lovely things, but in the nutshell, how to seduce your lover, because it's very important to do that so you keep them around. But tonight joining me is Ms. Sunny Vale, who is a very hot, sexy RMT who knows a thing or two about taking good care about all her partners and her clients. And I'm making her sound really, really super, super sexy, but she's our RMT and she's a very respected, wonderful body worker who's done all sorts of wonderful work all around the world. So welcome, Ms. Sunny Vale.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit within Canada what the difference is between body worker and an RMT?
Well, what I can explain is the difference between a body worker and an RMT within British Columbia is that an RMT, Registered Massage Therapist, is registered under the College of Massage Therapy Association, where a body worker, you can take courses, all different courses, and just practice general Swedish massage, but you are not registered under the BC Healthcare Act.
Okay, so does that mean that the government will pay for, say, I've got like an achy back and I get my 12 visits free?
It's changed a bit with the Gordon Campbell government. It's
the Liberals.
Exactly. Mm. A lot of it now is through extended health care. So if you were to go see someone who is registered massage therapist, they will have a number affiliated with the College of Massage Therapy Association, and you are able to claim your massage therapy through a registered massage therapist with your extended medical. So they will pay for all, or
things like chiro, physio as
exactly.
well, that type of thing.
Yeah, naturopath, physiotherapy, optometrist.
Optometrist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody looking into those deep eyes.
Exactly. Bright blue, green, brown.
You do that quite well, almost as well as my friend Kitten.
I think we've practiced together. So what would happen is you would go see a registered massage therapist, you would get a detailed receipt at the end, and you would submit it through your extended health care, and they would reimburse you for whatever percentage that they offer throughout the year for your therapy treatments. With a body worker, you're just getting a massage service, but you're not able to claim it.
Okay.
Because they're not registered under the BC Healthcare Act.
Okay. So what would be the difference in terms of, do you ever, when you have somebody come into the clinic that you work at, I guess clinic is the correct word, right, as opposed to massage parlor?
That's correct.
Just clarify that.
Yeah, a lot of times when you hear massage parlor, especially in Vancouver, you're going to think sex trade. Whenever I hear the word masseuse, I think sex trade. Although in the States, you will notice they use the word masseuse a lot, meaning massage therapist. So a lot of times you just need to be clear employer and ask, are you registered? Can I claim under my extended healthcare benefits? Or are you a massage, just a massage, not just, but are you a massage practitioner?
Okay. So that would be, in terms of the accreditation and everything else, say you're concerned because you were looking for an RMT, a registered massage therapist, and you weren't sure if they were a safe person. Because I know we're talking about, do you ever hear about cases of sexual abuse? Like, it doesn't have to be just in BC, but around the world. I imagine there's different accreditations everywhere, like in different countries and things like that.
Yeah, it's different in different countries. Mm-hmm. Within Canada, it's different within each province.
Okay, you're mentioning that with the BC Healthcare Act.
Exactly. So I am registered in British Columbia. I can't just go to Ontario tomorrow and start practicing. I have to go through their associations, become accredited, show them my education.
Would you have to go to school for another 3 years?
No, I would not. It's changed a bit. It's a long story short, but it's changed. So I have the highest education within the country, so I am mobile within the country. But what I would have to do is look at their certifications and their credentials, see what they, and if I meet that, then I am able to become a member of their association. And after that, I get what's called liability insurance.
Okay.
And that is what gives me the opportunity to have my clients get reimbursed through their extended healthcare service.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, I was just having visions of that. So in case, like, you're having sex on the massage table or anything crazy like that.
Only at home.
Okay, just clarifying.
With my special someone.
Yes. Oh, you've had a very lucky special someone out there, which I hope he's listening.
Yes, he's a very lucky special someone.
Yes, he is. I heard it was his birthday recently. Did you give him a massage?
I didn't give him a massage, but
really?
Me and a very good friend of mine named Kitten sang him a very sexy happy birthday over the phone.
Kitten's pretty good at that.
He was speechless. All he could say was, thank you. I don't know what to say.
You should have had me singing as well. Mm-hmm. I do quite a good rendition of Happy Birthday.
I think it was a group effort all around. Quite enjoyed it.
I think that's awesome. In regards to massage, do you ever get, when you're working, because you're working in a clinic these days as an RMT, do you ever have clients come in and assume that it's a massage parlor? And how do you deal with that?
You deal with it respectively.
Okay.
You want to keep the judgment.
So say I came in and was like, hey, so how about you go down on me for an hour? And how much extra is that?
Okay, what I've come across is once when I was working overseas, I was actually working in Australia. I was working for a woman. She was Thai. Her and her husband owned a clinic, and it was a massage clinic. So I was registered. They were registered. But she warned me beforehand that there was another massage parlor up the road owned by a Thai lady as well. So men would get confused. And they would come in, and generally I've been practicing long enough now that I know I can read the situation. Use your spidey senses. You tap into your intuition. You follow certain questions. You can tell when someone's coming in saying, I have neck pain, versus, can you work on the inside of my groin? And what she warned me was, that will sometime happen. Don't get offended. Don't be judgmental. Just let them know that this is a therapeutic massage clinic where we provide therapeutic massage for muscles, aches, pains, strains, sprains, trigger points, fascial release. And as she put it, naughty massage. You go up the road.
Naughty massage. That sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So you just kind of read it. You be respectful. You be very clear
and non-judgmentally.
Exactly, because you don't want to offend them or feel like that they've done something wrong. They happen to end up in the wrong place.
Why do you think people come in for that? Why? Because even if you think about it in terms of with your friends, where it's like, hey, let's exchange massages. I find in some circles, people aren't necessarily comfortable and they automatically assume it's a sexual thing as opposed to a therapeutic thing. So how would you establish that? Like, say you're hanging out with somebody, like a friend, what would you recommend to our listeners where they can make it really clear if it is therapeutic versus if it's going to be a sexual thing?
It's an interesting question.
Okay.
I guess, well, with your friends, you know your friends.
Well, sometimes there's those relationships where you're not really sure whether or not it's, especially where there's that chemistry, but you've never gone there. And It's like, yeah, I'll give you a massage. And how do you be very specific that it's going to be for relaxation and it's you know, it's there's no hanky-panky that's going
to
happen?
You have to be specific.
Okay.
You have to be, you know, direct.
And it comes down to communication like anything else.
Yeah, direct communication. Don't assume. Don't use any innuendos. Don't use the whole, oh, but I gave him the eye look of saying no, because that can be very misinterpreted. Somebody might be thinking you're playing hard to get. What I offer is therapeutic massage. Yes, I can help you with the pain in your neck right now.
Okay.
You have a headache. Yes, I can help you with your headache. So you reconfirm what they're asking.
Okay.
When in doubt, possibly just ask. Like, I'm not really sure what you're looking for. So I think that you're looking for neck and shoulder, but I'm getting a feeling you might want something else. And if it's with someone that you're getting a vibe off of, read into it. Trust your spidey senses.
Okay.
Trust your intuition. Because nobody wants to be put into an uncomfortable situation, whether it's the person on the table or the person giving the massage. Because no one wants to walk away disappointed or feel like they've been violated or duped.
Are there ever cases that you've heard of where practitioners may have been accused of violating personal space?
Yeah, I've come across that, unfortunately, where I've heard a horrendous story where, you know, someone who was a certified body worker, when it came found out, you know, there was no way to find out about their credentials, and something completely wrong went on. And it was dealt with swiftly and quickly. And I'm not sure what happened afterwards, but yes, that's where you really need to find out
what their accreditation is.
Exactly. You need to find, are they certified? Who are they working for? Who recommended them? Do you have a friend that, you know, it's kind of like calling a reference.
Okay.
You want to think of it that way. You
want
to
just
have
be the
references.
Same if you had a dentist or a gynecologist, that
or,
sort of thing.
Or, you know, you're going to buy a house. You want to find a reputable real estate agent. Mm-hmm. You want to find a good doctor. You want to find a good hairdresser. So
definitely
you ask around, you ask around, you ask around. Someone recommends one person. Okay. Do you know that person that just recommended them?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just someone you've just had a 2-minute conversation with at a party? You have to research everything.
Okay.
Don't assume.
All right. Well, if you were going to take it to the next level and you have met somebody that you kind of like, you're friends with them and you want to just find out how things are, what is the best way to approach that in terms of, just in terms of sexual violence, that sort of thing, just being careful because you don't know somebody's personal history when you're touching somebody for the first time?
No, and that's a great question. That's something a lot of people, we need to think about, because we are in a very touchless society where boundaries are very thick. They're there.
Mm-hmm.
People get offended very easily they're just unsure, uneducated. Mm-hmm. They don't know. Ask questions.
What kind of questions?
Would you like a neck massage? Yes or no?
Keep
it very simple, very clear. Do you mind if I rub your hand? Because if it is a date situation, it may not actually be a date. You may want to give off a vibe too, because the chances are when you get to this point, you're not in a clinic situation.
No.
You shouldn't be in a clinic situation if you want to hit on somebody. You're hanging out, you're watching a movie.
Unless you're in the waiting room, but
even then, I'd be very careful.
That's true, because
you don't want to hit on your doctor or your nurse in the waiting room either.
No, there's fetish night for that.
That's true.
But
so you're hanging out with someone, for example, and you're thinking, okay, how are we going to take this a bit farther? Suggest a massage. Would you mind if I massaged your neck? Do you like your feet being rubbed? You kind of prompt the conversation. And if you notice the person is a bit skittish, they're backing away, or if you're trying to lean a little closer, hold their hand, and they're backing away, respect that.
Okay. So really read body language then, in other words.
Body language is a great cue. You know, we all know if you like someone, you're facing them. You're making eye contact.
The body language is open usually, whether it's not usually, unless they're freezing, but usually the arms are not crossed across the chest.
Exactly. And it's like your hands available for it to be touched. You know, you're not sitting cross-legged with your hands on your lap. It's, you're in a relaxed position. You feel safe. You feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you slowly progress it, kind of like when you're trying to lean in for your first kiss. You read it. You read the situation. You just don't lean in and kiss.
Well, I think it depends, but...
That's a whole other conversation.
That is a whole other conversation, but with that, I think anticipation's really important, too.
Exactly, and if some people just don't like massage. I dated one guy, and it was great because he didn't like massage.
So you didn't have to bring your work home with you, in other words.
Exactly, and it wasn't like, oh, honey, my neck is sore. That's nice. I didn't have to deal with that. So just read it. Definitely.
And just trust it.
Yeah, trust it. Work slowly, you know, work on the neck, work on the shoulders, work on the hands, work on the feet, non-erogenous zones. If you want to make it slowly erogenous, scalp, earlobes.
Mm.
Non-threatening and non-violent. And it just feels good all around.
I found it interesting that you had mentioned when we were in the green room that... when we talked about sexual violence and things like that, because so many women and men have dealt with sexual violence in their lifetime, that you'd said to stay away from any sensitive areas. But I thought it was interesting that you said to start with the neck and the back where they can't actually physically see. Why do you think that's safer?
Do you know, I would say that because just through my personal experience, whenever I walk into a treatment room, my first couple of questions generally are, how are you feeling today? What would you like me to focus on? The automatic answer, neck and shoulders. Neck and shoulders.
It's probably because we carry a lot of tension there.
Yeah, I mean, we drive a lot. We sit at desks. We're always hunched over. We're looking down. And a lot of our emotional stress goes up to our shoulders. If we think about when we're stressed, what's the first thing we try to do? Bring our shoulders away from our ears.
The flight or fight syndrome.
Exactly.
And try to protect ourselves.
Yes, we just get very tense. We start clenching our jaw. That leads to our neck. Our shoulders get tense.
We hold our breath.
Exactly. So let's just bring our shoulders down together, right?
Nice deep inhale. On the exhale, roll those shoulders back and just open up the chest. Ah.
How does that feel?
Feels
fantastic.
Really good.
So right there, I mean, people just enjoy neck and shoulder massage. I think it's a lot of a society. It's just the way we've evolved and progressed. You know, if we were doing something else, it would probably be some other place.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, everybody just goes neck and shoulders, neck and shoulders, neck and shoulders. Because that's the first area that we tap into and we feel the muscle tension.
I think speaking of muscle tension, that's another thing that's probably really important when you're working on someone and it's not in a clinic situation, is trying to figure out how much pressure.
Exactly.
Because I know if it was a sexual thing, what I usually like to do is turn my wrist upside down and basically match my breathing patterns and actually gently draw circles. So giving them a little bit of a sense of just exactly how much or how much pressure I like to be touched. But you'd also mentioned something very interesting in the waiting room, which I thought was hot, which, by the way, you've got very soft hands.
Thank you. It's all the oil.
Meow. I like it. And with that, you just
that's my Betty laugh.
Oh, your Betty laugh. What is a Betty laugh?
From the Flintstones. Is that Betty or Wilma?
I'm not sure because I think I didn't watch the Flintstones.
Hardcore Flintstone fan.
You're a Flintstone fan. Is this a type of foreplay in terms of conversation?
Sometimes.
Love it. But I was going to say, in terms of just getting somebody just along the wrist and the forearm, just in terms of just it's a good way to check if you're going to go in a sexual way, how much pressure you like. And is there a way of asking that in a sexy way? If you wanted to spice it up and say this is somebody you've been with for a while.
I would just lean over and gently whisper in their ear, how's that pressure?
Ooh.
Do you want me to go deeper or lighter?
So then that way you could rub your breasts up against their back.
Lightly.
Which I can honestly say, you've done that to me.
And you were asleep.
I know.
But that wasn't your fault.
No.
Nor mine, for that matter.
No, I think it was the alcohol factor, actually.
I think it was, definitely. No, it just comes down to communication, communication, communication. How does that feel, baby? Throw in adjectives. Oh, do you like that pressure? Do you like that stroke? Do you like that direction? Do you like that touch? How about this side versus that side? Because a lot of people will feel shy and not want to upset the person.
So they're afraid of hurting their feelings.
Exactly.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. And some people just, light touch is all they want. Some people like hard and vigorous, but you're not going to know until they tell you. It's the same as your style of kissing, your style of foreplay, your style of oral sex. You are not going to know until you communicate what your desires, what your likes are.
So it's reading the body language as well, because I've had certain people tell me, mm-hmm. I like it hard. I like it really hard. And as soon as they get ready, because they know you're intense, you see them hold their breath and then, mm-hmm. and then everything in the trapezius just totally tighten up. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to let all our listeners know just why I was lying down, why you're giving me a massage. I got to be the demo model, which was quite lovely, where Ms. Sunnyvale was using my body, basically, in terms fully clothed, and when she taught a sensuous massage workshop, which we're going to have to do another one of those very soon.
I think we are soon,
yes, we'll have to do a sexy in Van City one. It would be mm-hmm. quite lovely.
And good times.
It was great. I actually learned quite a bit from that, even mm-hmm. though I was asleep and I didn't really pay attention.
I told you about it afterwards.
You did. It was one of those things, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought I had a little bit of GHB beforehand. I was quite passed out.
No, just a little Sunnyvale.
Yes, lots of Sunnyvale, actually, mm-hmm. which was great. And it was interesting because you hand the handout out afterwards mm-hmm. in terms of the different types of strokes that you could use. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because as I was reading it, you did great notes, by the way.
Thank you.
I was able to look at it where it's like stroking up, stroking down, which way. And it was like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, I get that. The hands off.
Yeah, wax
hands on,
wax
off, depending, and all these different types of strokes. And it was quite interesting because I knew more about that than the How to Give Great Head workshop, which I took it at the Art of Loving, which was very painful, where I had no idea when we looked at everything.
I was suggested taking the RM.
The Art of Loving one?
Was that the oral sex workshop?
That was the oral sex workshop where they didn't actually let us touch anything, but mm-hmm. I think they've changed it, and I heard they use bananas now, which is good mm-hmm. because at least you get to practice sucking something.
Well, the way to learn is hands-on.
In because terms of massage or with giving head?
Everything. Both. Practice, practice, practice.
Yes, practice is very important. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is really listen to your partner, but mm-hmm. also listen to the body language.
So exactly.
Communication. One of the things you mentioned earlier, too, before we got on air was intention, which I thought that was a very key point.
Mm-hmm. With massage, the power of intention, I believe, is key. Intention, intention, intention. Because are you intending to help somebody? Are you intending to hurt somebody?
People can feel that through the hands.
Exactly.
It's an energy
and
exchange.
I'm trying to think of a phrase. When I come up with it, I'll blurt it out and say it. But my intention with erotic massage is to seduce you. That is my intention. My intention is intimacy, sexual intimacy, the art of loving, the art of foreplay. And it doesn't have to lead to intercourse. It's just all within passion and touch and sensuality, giving off goodness, loving vibes.
So creating a safe, sacred space in some way.
Exactly.
Where somebody can feel really sexy.
Exactly. And that's where, the power of intention, communication, it all builds up to a trusting relationship where you feel comfortable asking and receiving. Because it's really hard to ask for something, and it's sometimes really hard, and it is really hard to receive. It's easy to give, but it's very hard to receive.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
That's really true.
So I believe with massage, the power of intention. Am I here to therapeutically heal this person, or am I here to seduce you to all ends?
Meow. Meow. Well, on that note, I think we're going to take a short break. And you listeners out there, when we get back, we're going to talk about all sorts of sexy toys, different types of sexy massage, different strokes, and different things for all you folks out there. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We are going to be right back. And you know what? I don't think we're going to be taking a proper break because this, nothing is playing, which is interesting. I'm dealing with technical difficulties. So I'll see if I can play a commercial.
How was that?
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
And I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and
you know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Sexy in Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. And we are back. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, as you just heard, with Ms. Caroline McGillivray and Ms. Sunny Vale. And we're talking about sexy massage. And I'm going to apologize to our caller that I've just hung up on, because I was hoping to get a little bit more information on Lingam and Yoni massage. But we're going to have to save that for another show. But before the break, we were talking about different types of strokes for all you folks out there. And we are going to talk about ways to set up the scene. So if you're going to seduce your person and you want to have a good time doing it. So besides candle wax, candlelight, what else shall we give to the listeners for their delight?
My biggest suggestion, warm room.
I agree. Even when I go for a therapeutic massage, there's been times I've been absolutely freezing.
I know. And me as a therapist, I love having a cool room so I'm not sweating my ass off. But the person on the table is not doing all the work they're receiving, so they get chilly very easily. Warm up the room. That's what I have to say. So make sure the room is warm, or if it's a sunny room, or if you can turn up the heat, or if you have a heating blanket, hot water bottles, hot shower beforehand, nice hot bath. That's always the best way to start. And if you want to seduce your lover, try to plan it ahead. Have your candles, have your oils, warm up your oil. Best way to test it, dip your finger in. It's too hot to touch, too hot to put on the body.
You're mentioning you could get all sorts of things from the kitchen to play with that. So it could be an impromptu.
Exactly. Kind of like 9.5 weeks.
Oh, I love that movie. It's so hot.
One really good oil in the kitchen, olive oil. Great for the skin. Great for the hair.
Bad for your sheets.
Bad for your sheets. Be prepared. They will be stained, but you'll have fabulous skin.
So if you're trying to get your partner to change their sheets, perhaps, that might be a good option. Or buy 500 thread count sheets.
You could do that too. With that being said, if you're getting into using these oils and you use condoms as your form of prophylactics, take a shower.
Careful.
Yeah, just be careful, because some of them do eat through latex. So make sure it's water soluble. Definitely. Is what you're looking for. Oils, massage bars. Lush has a great massage bar.
They've got that cinnamon one, which is quite lovely, which makes the skin really, really tingly.
Does it?
Yeah, you just got to make sure. Just be really careful not to use it in certain parts of the anatomy, if you know what I mean.
Kind of like chili powder.
Oh, that sounds very painful.
It is. It can be if it gets in the wrong place.
Like wasabi from Samantha in Sex and the City.
I forgot that part.
You blocked it out?
I think so. I wonder why. Another thing I was going to suggest, make sure everybody's comfortable. You want to be comfortable, the person giving the massage, and you want the person receiving the massage to be comfortable.
So how do you get comfortable?
Queen size bed. King size bed. Or
no bruised knees?
Exactly. Your knees get sore when you're like leaning on your knees and massaging your partner. Or you could hit the floor, because there's lots of space down there. So grab all your pillows, all your blankets, set up your little harem on the floor. And then, but one thing you can do just to save, if you're going to get into the oil, the creams, the gels, Jell-O. Or your chocolate, Nutella. Throw a sheet over it, because it's a lot easier to pull off one sheet and wash that than all of your beautiful pillows that were on your gorgeous couch.
That's a very valid point. And in regards to chocolate, Lush does have a chocolate-flavored massage bar, white chocolate one.
Ooh.
Yes, that can be used for other parts of the anatomy, perhaps.
That sounds very delicious.
I think so, too. Maybe not quite nutritious.
Another thing you can do to set up your setting? Outfit.
Oh, so like sexy schoolgirl?
Sexy schoolgirl. Favorite bra and panties with high heels.
Geisha?
You could do that.
What about if the boy is our pool boy?
We could always do that.
Oh, that could be very hot. I love the fact that you said you'd like to do that in terms of the pool boy.
I didn't even realize I said it.
I do believe you're slightly flirting with me.
I think so. Always. When do we not?
Oh, good point, but we don't want to let the listeners get too many imagination going.
Yeah, outfit's great. High heels. It could be the high heels that person bought for you. Or it could be the brand new Calvin Klein underwear that you just bought for your guy that you want him to wear while he's giving you a full body massage.
That sounds lovely. So we set the scene. We've got the candles. We've got the oils. We've got the sheets. Oh, note, be careful with stilettos on bed sheets.
Exactly. You don't want to puncture a big hole through them.
Unless you want to get that person to buy new sheets because you're sick of their Star Wars sheets from the 1980s.
Or you hate their waterbed.
Ooh.
I think they're still around, aren't they?
Waterbeds are actually really good for sex if somebody has a physical disability, actually, because you can actually get their hips to move in that way.
Interesting.
Yes, and I don't know that from experience, but I've been told that.
Neither do I. Yes. And yeah, make sure that the oil's warm. You can always just pop it in the microwave, or just putting a bit in the palm of your hand and rubbing your hands together. That's going to warm it up quite quickly to your body temperature. And then once you start rubbing the body warms up, your hand warms up, and off you go.
So if someone says, I like it really hard and I like it really deep, should you start off slow if you see their muscles tense up? Because as we talked about in the first half, if you're just tuning in now, we're talking about communication, finding out what they like. We should probably find out, too, if they have any actual injuries as well.
Yeah, it's a good thing to ask. If you're working on someone's neck, low back, just ask them, have you had any problems in this area? And if you get this big silence, like... assume yes and go cautiously.
I've got a compressed disc.
Exactly. Yeah. Just ask them. They'll be quite communicative. Some people will just tell you beforehand, oh, watch my neck. Watch my low back. You know, they'll let you know because they're sensitive. They're protective of those areas. And you want to respect that.
And being careful not to put your weight on their lower back.
Exactly.
If you're sitting on them.
Yeah. If you're massaging your partner's back, straddle their glutes. Because you're sitting right on their pelvis. And then you get the full arm's length rubbing up and down their back. And then you could always do reverse cowgirl and go up and down their legs. Although they may be lying on their stomach.
And if
it's still kind of fun to rock while you're sitting there too.
For those of you who aren't familiar with what reverse cowgirl is, it's having sex on top, facing away from them.
Exactly.
And be very careful not to puncture your cervix when you're doing that.
Exactly.
We've heard of rumors of that happening.
It does happen. It's quite painful.
Mm-hmm. I've been told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you're straddling the pelvis as opposed to sitting on their low back, say if it's a girl, say the girl's on top, whether your partner's male or female, you can start rocking and putting some weight down and rocking them forwards. Backwards, side to side.
Forwards, backwards, side to side.
And you're just teasing them a bit. Oh, what's going on down there?
So it's all about anticipation, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Just slowly working into it.
When I took Tanya Diamond, who is the Tantra teacher, she had recommended when you're working on someone to try and match your breath patterns to them. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, it's a very good way because you come to find out if that person's being very anxious, if they're asleep.
Like me?
Yes, like that one time that I put you to sleep. Exactly. And matching them too, doesn't that lead towards a tantric meditation?
It does. Although with tantric, it's almost the eye gazing, the breath work as well.
Yeah.
I do know when I'm doing a more relaxation massage for the clients in the downtown east side, when we do work on them, I usually try and match the breath pattern. But
yeah, matching the breath pattern calms everybody down.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually you just want to slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. And then your energies, and you're able to follow more body cues and body patterns. And once you start matching people's breaths, or matching your breath with their breath, and you're working, say, for example, on their back, and you notice tightness, you think, oh, this is an area that may be sensitive. Because you're both... on the same page,
yeah,
is the way to look at it.
So if somebody's using good quality oils, more massage bar, is there any tests or anything they should be doing to make sure that there's no allergies or anything like that, besides obviously asking, are you allergic to something?
If the skin turns bright red.
That's a good indication.
Yeah.
Either you're pulling too hard or they just got waxed or...
Okay, we have to take other things into consideration because some people just become red. It's called hyperemia, I believe. Sorry. They just become red very easily.
Okay.
So another cue is, oh, that's itchy. Oh, I want to scratch. Or that burns.
Burns.
Exactly. They'll tell you. They start squirming.
So it wouldn't be a burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno would be very painful.
It'd be more like, ow, that burns.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very distinct. You just pick up on their voice. And you know, okay. And just get some water and a cloth. Wipe it off. Get them to take a shower right away. Just get it off your body. And put it away and wash your hands because it's on your hands.
Yeah.
And you don't want to
touch them again.
Exactly. And continue on.
Yeah. Because that wouldn't make it a very sexy time, would it?
No, I don't think it would make it sexy at all. It would make it very itchy and painful.
Yeah.
No one's looking for that.
No, definitely not. Sometimes, I don't know, when I'm not a massage therapist or body worker, but sometimes what I like to do, what I'd recommend anyway, is sometimes... I'm going to take your advice, Ms. Vale, and get a few things from the kitchen.
Exactly.
A little bit of more chocolate, frozen strawberries, perhaps, or blueberries. Mm-hmm. Because just the
ice cream.
Mm.
There's nothing like feeding each other ice cream.
Or eating it off different parts of the body. Just be very careful if it's getting inside, mm-hmm. because bacterial infections and things like that. So you just want to be really careful where exactly it's going.
Keep it external.
Yes.
As opposed to internal.
And make sure you lap it all up, whether it be champagne or beer,
mm-hmm.
whatever you're using.
And even that, once you're done, hop in the shower.
Mm.
Grab your partner by the hand and say, follow me.
Ooh.
Because you can continue massaging in the shower, touching. It's all therapeutic. It's all about the power of intention.
Mm. And just be really careful if you're in the shower and you've covered up in oil that you don't slip.
Very good point.
I think there'd be a lot of accidents. I can't remember what the stats are in terms of bathroom accidents from due to sex in the shower.
I have no idea.
I'm not sure, but I know there's...
I've yet to have one yet, so...
You've never had sex in the shower?
I've had sex in the shower. I've yet to have a bathroom accident. I think I've had sex in the shower, sitting on the edge of the tub, standing, bent over.
Just be careful of people falling out of the bathtub and breaking your toilet seat.
I heard a story about that recently. I had quite a good chuckle over it.
I did too, actually. I thought that was quite hilarious.
Yeah. And it was also a point to remember. Note to self.
Yes, just be very, very, very careful. Make mm-hmm. sure your house insurance is up to date before you take it on.
Yeah, because you may take down your shower and curtain.
You might lose a tooth or two, so make sure that sexy dentist is on your call dial.
Oh, there are some very cute dentists in this city.
Mm. Yes, there are. But in regards to toys and things like that, there's other things that you can add in. So there are things like the household stuff. Texture is a really neat thing mm-hmm. where you can perhaps use things like silk scarves,
mm-hmm.
things like very gently brushing it. If you've got long hair, you can actually run your hair along different parts of mm-hmm. your partner's anatomy.
Lightly rubbing, say as me, the female, lightly rubbing my breasts along the back.
Mm.
Just very light, light stroking. You could also play a game too. Guess what I'm rubbing along you? Feather, a sock, 500 thread count sheet.
That could be very sexy.
Wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon. Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, schmack.
Ow.
Ooh.
Young man.
Mm. Other things you could perhaps add are a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Using it very on the base of the spine,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps a cock ring where you're actually putting it directly underneath the balls.
Explain that one.
Well, because it just gives a little bit more stimuli, and you can actually talk them through role play where you can tell them to imagine that it's another person there with them actually licking their balls.
Nice.
So it just gives it a little bit of a sexy thing. One of the things we talked about earlier was in terms of starting it off with relaxation, where when you're actually stroking along the spine, mm-hmm. downward strokes.
Versus upward strokes?
Mm-hmm. At the beginning.
If you want to sedate your partner, calm them down.
Or you don't want to have sex with them that night, but you want them to feel loved and respected and all that stuff.
Put them to sleep.
Yes.
Or you know what? They're just tired and they need to be unwound.
Take it as a compliment.
Stroke downwards, starting at the base of the skull, stroking down towards the sacrum.
Mm.
That decreases the sympathetic nervous system from firing. So it takes your fight or flight and puts it to rest.
Mm.
And it promotes rest and digest.
Rest and digest.
Now, if you want to get a little ticklish and playful, as we've all done, you walk up behind someone, take your fingers at the bottom of their spine, and quickly run them up.
I thought you were going to say something completely different with that finger.
No. it's the opposite of what I've just explained. You're stroking upwards, and that's going to promote the fight or flight. It's just going to wake you up and go, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, if you're feeling kind of tired and you want to get woken up because you want to be into this, just some stroking up the spine, light stroking. Use your fingers and just cat crawl up the spine. Don't do it for too long because that will end up being sedating. But you'll wake up after about 10 seconds and you'll be like,
All ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
So for some things, is there a possibility if you're not using oil that you could hurt your man? Like if he's got back hair or chest hair or anything like that, just in terms of just being careful with that?
Yeah, you'll feel a bit of burning and pulling. You want oil, especially if there is body hair, because it's just going to take out that friction.
Okay.
And it's just going to make it smoother, a smoother glide. The more body hair, the more oil. That's okay. Just the way you may think, oh, wow, like how much am I going through? It's just the hair absorbs the oil.
Hmm.
So you need to use a bit more to get through it.
And if they want something that's a little bit sexy in terms of essential, should they go somewhere like Essence, say, and ask one of the aromatherapists perhaps
talk to them. Exactly. There's a lot of different essential oils that you can add. Some are considered aphrodisiacs. Others might just come down to preference of what you like and what you don't like and memory.
Okay. I think that sounds really, really fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It's all good times.
So, Miss Sunnyvale, when are we going to be teaching a sexy workshop, partner?
I don't know.
Well, I think we're going to have to set something up really soon.
Definitely.
I haven't taught one since the mansion party that we did for one of the Luscious Dance Girls.
Well, it's been a while now.
It's been a really long time. Mm-hmm. So we did that. We actually brought the toys out, which was quite entertaining, including a little bit of honey dust, which people were eating off each other's bodies. Fruit, all sorts of interesting things. Mm-hmm. So. Actually, Ravenstroke, who's a great burlesque dancer, she actually brought out a cat of nines, actually. And instead of spanking people, she actually put me to sleep, actually, at a Sin City party, actually, running that down my spine.
I think I remember you explaining that to me.
Which surprised me because it actually...
Was it an actual cat of nine tails or a flog?
I thought it was a cat of nine. It was the, I should know this, but, which is why I'd bring Laska from, Sex Ed with a Twist on if that was the case. But, in terms of just to give some information about toys, but it was a leather one and it had the long stringy things.
I think that's more of a flog, where it was a softer leather.
Yes.
I think that's more of a flog. Because the cat of nine tails has the hard metal, bit at the end. Does it not? It's more for spanking?
I'll have to find out, listeners. If you're listening, why don't you Twitter me at sexyatvancity, and you can let me know a little bit more about that. So, after everything is all said and done, what are some references that people might be able to check out in terms of some ideas, once they've got their partner all relaxed?
How do you mean?
Well, just things that you can do after the massage.
After the massage?
Mm-hmm.
They can massage you.
I've always found it should be one of those things where they get to do it one day, you get to do it the next. Because after I've had one, I don't really feel like we're not at that moment reciprocating.
Don't you? I'm okay, but I do it a lot too.
It's what you do.
Mm-hmm. But there, you know what? You could always switch it around and do a 69 massage, and I don't mean oral sex. Where you're lying in a 69 position on your side and you're each rubbing each other's feet, rubbing each other's hands, working your way up towards the genital area. That's always a different play with it.
Oh, that's a very interesting one. I'd never heard of that. You just popped my cherry.
Yay!
I know it's rare that that happens these days, but...
So that's always one option.
Okay.
Post-massage, that's keep on continuing with the foreplay. If you want to run a bath, it's time to go take a bath. You know, you could just sit down. A lot of times I notice you just end up lying down and talking. Talk.
So would that be a good time, perhaps, to have a deeper conversation with your partner?
I wouldn't set up the situation. I'm going to give this person a massage so I can bring this up with them. It's a little bit manipulative in a way.
I was just wondering about that. I figured it was kind of like asking somebody a question after having sex with them where...
How do you feel about me?
Pretty much. Well, ladies, don't talk to your man about that stuff afterwards because...
Generally, I would just let the conversation go its natural course. Because they may have questions about, oh, I'd like you to do this the next time, or I loved what you're wearing. The conversation will be recapping what you did, what you liked, what you could add on. Oh, here's my idea. You know what? I'd really love it if I walked in and this situation was set up. And then you go with, so next time you know, oh, well, there's an idea. They just gave me another idea. Well, we can play with that one.
Mm.
So, yeah, you just kind of, you roll with it.
All right.
You don't, you know, you set up the situation, and then after that, you just let your feelings and your partner and your intuition, your spidey senses.
Your spidey senses. You've mentioned that a few times on this show.
I know. I like using the term spidey senses. Some people are, they don't know how to relate to the word intuition. But spidey senses?
It seems to work.
Yeah.
It kind of brings out the Peter Parker in all of us.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That's a very interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
That could be an interesting thing.
Peter.
Parker.
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 Peter.
Park it.
Dust it off.
Park it. So, one more question I have for you just before we wrap up the show.
Okay.
What, in terms of when in the massage, you just kind of gauge it, should you tell in terms of when you can start adding kissing and tongue, teeth, all of that in part, so it's not just all oil?
That's a good question. Don't add it in right away, but don't wait too long.
Okay.
So again, body language. Follow the body language. Maybe you think he's not ready or she's not ready for a tongue being run up her back, but you're ready to run your tongue up their back. Do it. Because that's what you're ready to do.
So just
and they'll respond. They'll like it. So you can take your tongue again to wake them up and start at the base of the spine and run all the way up to the top. One thing that I like to do is when I'm massaging the lower back, oops, my hand slipped a little bit too forward. I don't know how they got to your stomach, but they just did. So the fingers start to get a little more rounder, more fuller if you're working on, perhaps you're giving a massage to a woman. This would be the best way to explain it. So you're working on her upper back, and then you're working on her upper back and your hands run along the side. Then you're working on her upper back and the hands run along the side and you just start caressing the side of her breasts. And you keep doing that and you add a little bit more and a little bit more. And then all of a sudden your hands go all the way around underneath and you scoop and you come all the way around. And you just come off and you come back up and over. You just start teasing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think you like that.
I
can tell by the
like
big smile on your face.
I think, yes, that mm-hmm. works quite nicely.
And if you're working on a guy, you can do the same thing and just do it a little bit lower. Because men, I find, are very sensitive in the groin area, just around, like above the scrotum.
Around the inner thighs, too.
Mm-hmm. Inner thighs, all that whole, it's called the inguinal area.
That sounds rather lovely. Mm-hmm.
And if your hands just happen to be there, what are you going to do?
You're just going to continue to play.
I think so.
And I guess the other thing, too, is just making sure that you don't tickle them too much.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're planning to tickle.
Or they really, really like it.
And sometimes people do, which if you are into that, you can always make sure you've got some rope
mm-hmm.
and some other things just to tie them up in different positions.
Mm-hmm. All with consent.
Of course. It's all about communication, making sure, for those of you who haven't listened to one of the shows before, making sure there's strong communication, making sure you've got a code word, so then that way you know when to stop if things get really rough or uncomfortable for either party.
Mm-hmm.
And really watch the body language to make sure that people... We get 90% of our information from what we see and 10% from what we hear. So if the picture doesn't match up, we stop listening. So make sure when you're listening, you're not just listening to the words. You're listening to the full body. You're listening to what you see, where it comes to the body language. You're listening to their tone of voice, the pitch, all of that stuff. So you really get what they really like. And that goes for when that massage turns into a little bit more of an even more intimate experience. Really listen to those moans, those groans, all those inhalations of breath, all those little things, just being really, really super careful. Last but not least, any more advice you'd like to add on that we haven't talked about that you can think about?
Have fun.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Don't take it too seriously.
In other words, I shouldn't be there with a book going, oh Okay.
This right is hand the... moves over this way 2 inches to the left, while left hand moves 2 inches down. No.
You know what? That does work for some things, but that usually tends to fall into role play.
Yeah, that's more role play. But with massage, you massage.
Unless you're...
Use your hands, use your senses.
Laze your knuckles. Mm-hmm. Being really careful, like you said, being comfortable so you don't injure yourself. Mm-hmm. So you are using your body weight for mm-hmm. certain things. Oh, that's one thing we should probably mention before we wrap the show. Is just being really, really careful. The lower back, the... Just being careful not to press too hard on the nerves.
The likelihood of you doing that is probably very slim,
okay.
depending on if there's a major injury. Down around your sacrum, massaging down around there, just because it's bone.
Okay.
You're pressing on bone. That's what you're really going to feel. You're not necessarily going to pinch a nerve, but it tends to be sensitive.
Thank you.
Because you're pressing on bone a lot. With that being said, your sacrum is like your abdomen. There is a lot of emotional stimuli coming from there.
Okay, so what happens if you're massaging your partner, it's going really, really well, and this mm-hmm. could go either male, female, female to male,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it triggers something?
Like somatic emotional?
Yes. And for those listeners out there that aren't familiar with what somatic emotional, as obviously I get it, but I don't know how to say it.
So what's going on? You're triggering a memory, something that's possibly not positive. Could be positive. It's bringing a flashback. It's bringing a memory. Just be respectful.
Okay.
It comes back to watching the body language. Are you okay? Is everything okay? Is that pressure okay?
Mm.
Is this area okay? Would you like me to work on a different area? And that's more therapeutic, that talk. But, you know, would you like me to move on? Is there another area that you would like me to focus on? The likelihood of something like that coming up is probably very slim. With that being said, if it does, just be present. Be there for them. Don't push them away.
Okay.
Because they may need to talk about it for a moment.
And if they don't respect that too, I think it's really important.
Yeah, and if people aren't respecting it, then, you know, you start reading into the relationship and its values.
Yeah.
Of what it is and where it's going.
Well, Miss Sunnyvale, thank you for being on the show.
And thank you for asking me today. Calling me at 10 after 8 going, are you awake? No.
10 after 8 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that note, I hope all of you out there are going to go and practice all your massage techniques and get ready to go to massage school with Miss Sunnyvale and myself when we get ready to do a workshop in 16 Van City workshop. Up next is Hans von Claus' Misery Hour. He is a very, very sexy man to be miserable with. So until next week, and I'm sorry about the lack of music this hour, but if you need music, you can listen to Skinny Puppy. It's Kevin K, thank you, who's going to be at the Love Affair event tomorrow night at Celebrities, which I will be there in the house. But in the meantime, we will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock.
You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
You were listening to Sexy in Van City Radio.